Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob. It's that time again. We've got more questions and more answers coming up. We've got a couple of really interesting ones this week. So we're not going to leave you waiting long till you can hear those. But it is worth, first of all, giving you a quick reminder of how to send in your own wonderful question.
Yes, you can go to our lovely shiny website, propertyhub.net/ask, and leave a message there. Or you can call this very special number, which will then mean that in the office, a big red phone will light up and no one will answer and it'll get sent to a voicemail. But that's all you need to do. You call 013-808-0035 and you will get to that very special voicemail. That's exactly what John's done. So let's listen to his question.
Hi, Robin Rob, it's John here. Just calling in relation to one question that I had about sort of calculating return on investment on rental income from flats. So I just wanted to know, is the utility bills, so the gas, electricity, water, is that something that would be included within the rent or something that the tenants would pay for themselves individually? And then in terms of the service charge and ground rent, is there a general sort of figure that you put in to those numbers to work out the return on investment? Or do you actually wait until you have each one? Just wanted to know so when I'm doing my calculations, I can have a rough idea of where my return of investment would be. Thanks so much for your time. Love the podcast. And I'll be tuning in again this week.
John, thank you for this, because obviously we can help you, but we can help everyone else as well by answering this. And the answer will depend, because in a normal rental agreement, the tenant would be expected to pay the utility bills, so the gas, electric, etc. Now, that means you would not include that when calculating ROI. However, if you offer some of those things inclusive of the rent that the tenants will pay, then you would add it to the calculation. And when would you make it inclusive? Well, HMOs, for example, it's quite common for the bills to be included for the amount of rent. So in that circumstance, you would absolutely use it as part of your calculation. But for a standard AST, it would be unusual to include utilities as part of the rent. So you wouldn't calculate it. As far as what you do add to your calculations and what you don't is actually up to you. And there is no hard and fast rule of what you should be using for your calculations. But the obvious stuff is like your mortgage, your service charges, if it's an apartment, ground rent, etc. Some people like to put a level of maintenance in, but it will depend on the type of property of how much you put in. Because a Victorian house, for example, you'd want to possibly put a higher amount compared to a new build apartment that still has a building warranty. So there's no exact percentage or number that you include for the property because the property types are all different. So it's really just including the things that you feel comfortable with and then being consistent with that when you look at each and every investment thereon. The mistake you can make is not including the same things when you look at future investments, and therefore you can't gather a true comparison. So hopefully that's useful, John. Hopefully you can start to now make some calculations based on that information. And we wish you the best of luck with your investment endeavours.
Okay, we've got another question, Rob, but we don't have a name. So I always enjoy this. I get to name this question it myself. So let's hear now from Percy.
Hi, Rob and Rob. First of all, I just want to say thank you for all of the content that you provide us every week. But I've got a question about mortgage interest. And I've recently read a report from the Times that talked about mortgage interest starting to go up. And I've heard mixed things about whether this is true and whether the mortgage interest rates are going to go up. Obviously, with us still being in this boom and talking about being in this boom, is this true? Is this something to expect? Or are we still going to see rates stay relatively low? Maybe not as low as they are, but low enough for investors to take advantage of. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Percy. Now, this is an easy one to answer, and it's not at the same time. So are mortgage rates going to go up? Almost certainly, yes. Why is that? Well, because it's so incredibly ridiculously cheap at the moment. There are buy-to-let mortgage products on the market at the moment at under 1%, which is just insane. Now, those are with high fees and low loan-to-values, so it's not something that most people will be able to access. But still, it shows just how cheap rates are at the moment. And they're cheap for a few reasons. One is that the Bank of England's base rate is so low, it couldn't really be much lower. And that is likely, you'd think, eventually, to go up. So at the moment, it's 0.1%. They're currently talking about perhaps maybe sort of thinking about putting it up to 0.25%. But looking at the Bank of England's behaviour so far and the state of the economy and various other things, it seems to me vanishingly unlikely that there's going to be a dramatic spike in the base rate. So there's some potential upward pressure on mortgage rates there. But then offsetting that is the fact that lenders are so keen to lend. And when there is competition among lenders, they tend to reduce their own margins and compete to offer the best rates. And as we do move into the boom phase, lenders are only going to feel more confident about lending. They're going to want to do as much of it as they possibly can, and they're going to compete with each other to do that, which will put some downward pressure on rates. So my answer is, are rates going to go up? Well, it's far more likely than rates going down significantly, purely because they're so low to start with. But are rates going to get dramatically higher before the end of this cycle? That seems very unlikely to me. So to answer your question directly, are we going to see rates stay relatively low? I would say yes, but nobody knows. That is just an opinion, but those are some of the factors there that you might want to be thinking about. So Percy, hope that helps.
So thank you for your questions and thank you for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the Property Podcast and, of course, back next week with Ask Rob and Rob. So until then, take care, have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.